Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you what a city we live in. Nobody will believe this. We have a murderer running around here. Yes, a murderer. He was just let out of prison, and unfortunately, he's running around loose. We also have the woman beater here. We have it all right here in the city of Benton Harbor, a very, very small community that's full of it. No police department. The Benton Township Police Department is the worst police department in the whole wide world, along with this part of Benton Harbor Police now. Those two are two of the worst police departments in the world. Someone broke out window on Wednesday, and I had to call them just to make a police report. That was the only reason I called them, because I know that they are not going to solve this case, even though there's cameras all around the community. Just about every single house has a camera. I know this much about Benton Harbor. They cannot solve anything. They couldn't figure out how to get out of a brown paper bag. That's how bad they are. You know, it's unfortunate, but they're bad. You know, nowadays people have to fend for themselves. You can't depend on the police department to do anything. Only thing they're good at is writing reports, you know, and stealing your money. That's all they're good for. They will write a ticket. They'll do that in a minute. They will, you know, and then you got to make sure that they fill the report out right for your insurance claim. So you got a double going on there. But it's really, really unfortunate. That's just the way it is. I went up to the church on Wednesday morning, and the glass was broke completely out. They didn't go in, because if they would have went in, the alarm would have went off. But they did break the window out. It cost a few dollars to get it repaired, but it is what it is. And this is what we are dealing with today. We have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We got to make sure that we're taking care of the business. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing anything. You know, people will do anything. They'll steal a barbecue grill if necessary, if it's outside. They will steal anything. They'll steal a water hose if it's outside. And they will break out your window, destroy whatever you have. If they think for one moment they're going to get away with it, it's a shame, but that's just the way it is. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. So you have to take care of yourself. Learn how to use a firearm. I think it's crucial, because we're living in a time now that. If you don't take care of yourself and protect yourself, chances are you can't call for help, because help is not coming. The only way that you be able to get some help, you can't wait and depend on other people, especially whether they're law enforcement or anything else, and especially law enforcement. And here, We got Benton Township, where the police department is like 99.1% Caucasian or white supremacist. Like, now, let me repeat that. Here in Benton Township, the police department is 99.1% Caucasian or white supremacist. In Benton Harbor, like 93-94% African American, the ratio is a little bit over 90%. That's right. 90% white supremacist. here in this small town. And Michigan, one of the most racist cities or states that you can ever live in, because it's, you know, everywhere you go here, and they support violence. They support stuff like that. Anything that's done against black folks, they support it. Now listen to this. There was a few attacks on some Asians, and I'm not that type of guy who gonna attack the Asians. I'm not, but Asians never like black folks, no way. But they go out after being they put on TV they've been attacked, and they get a bill passed. We've been in this country over 400 years and can't get a bill passed. We can't get nothing done here in this city. I mean, in this country. And we got black folks working with them to keep us from getting it done. Everything that's done around in this country where black folks is part of, they join hands with the white supremacists and force us out of whatever we're doing, whatever it is. You have one or two black police officers, one or two black firemen, whatever it is. Especially when you have a black all black city council, but that doesn't mean nothing. Wow, who would believe it? And let me talk about Benton Township Police Department, because they are a piece of work. This young man, he was released from prison. We believe that he killed Jessica Gray. Blood was found at his house, her blood. Her blood was found outside his house, her blood. Her blood was found in a car that he was in. Yet, the body has not been found. He has stashed the body somewhere. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. You see, I don't believe they're going to ever arrest that young man. I don't believe it, because he needs to be arrested. He's a killer. See, they like killers, and as long as you get a label of being a killer, you don't really have to be worried about being arrested too much, especially in these times. This guy just he know who he is. He know what he have done. And he know that he's going to continue doing exactly that and getting away with it. Oh, yeah, he's going to get away with it. I don't see any way. You know, they had him, you know, especially while he was on parole. All they had to do was bring his agent in and let his agent ask him the questions. He had to answer. And if he was lying, he would be in violation of his parole. But I guess they didn't know that much. You know, if a guy like me know that, why don't they know it? They really don't care. A guy named Michael Williams, found in the river here. Found in the river. That's right. In the river. He was murdered. But he was murdered by white folks. So that'll never come up. You know, they ain't going to put no pressure on the white folks to do anything, if they can help it. But that's really just the way it is. It's unfortunate, but yes, it's there. Killer walking around right now. Known killer. But we have to do what we need to do. So I'm going to bring in my first guest. And I got Belinda Parker Brown. She'll be on next. So I'm going to bring in Carmella. Carmella from beautiful Benton Harbor.
Talk, yes. Please.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. I heard somebody stole your barbecue pit.
They threw it up on my doorstep last night is what they did, and it made a real loud sound. They took it from the sidewalk of the yard in my yard. They came all the way in the yard by the bushes and threw it up by the door. I don't want to conceal any weapons in my home, But at this point, I'm going to first start off with a doorbell camera and see what happens from there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep, get you a doorbell camera. I think it's crucial that you should have one. And I think that will give you the added protection that you need around there. I thought that they had stolen your barbecue grill.
No, they took it and threw it up by the door. So I'm kind of leaning like towards, I'm thinking it's kids, you know, kids, I'm not sure, but that's what I'm leaning towards.
Yeah. Well, you never know people. People do anything if they can get away with it.
Right.
You know,
but
so
I got my eyes open on the prize, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's crucial that you keep your eyes open.
This ain't the first time that my grill's been out there, and I brought it back out from the winter. Last time I didn't have this problem, so.
You didn't have that problem last summer?
No.
And you close to that park, too, so we know how that works. But you never know. You know, you never know. You know, especially with these folks here in Benton Harbor, they're a little different. They're a piece of work. So, you know, you have to deal with that, you know. Absolutely. 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 But, hey, you know, I know we had that big water giveaway on Monday of this week. I thought it was really, really tremendous. And we got a chance to do some other things. But, yeah, but I also want people to know about Jessica. You know, we want to keep Jessica's name out there.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, you know, last night me and my six-year-old, we went and got gas, well, yesterday evening, and she noticed that somebody had took a picture down out the gas station window up on Napier and M139, the Marathon, across from the Walgreens in Benton Harbor. They took a picture down, so when I called Carolina, because I asked the gas station clerk, why and who did y'all take it down? And they was like, no. They was like, she just put it up there. No, it wasn't faded. It was fresh. They only take down things that are faded, and you can't see no more of the word. So the picture is gone. So we're going to pitch. She says she's going to put another one up, and she's going to start riding with a sign back on the car. So if anybody's listening and know anything about the Jessica Gray case, you can call in. You can call Reverend Pinckney. You can Facebook us. If you want to remain anonymous, that's fine. But as it stands, as of May 19th, Willie Lark did get freed from the prison. He was only charged for the drugs that was found in the place. He was never charged for the bullets and gun ammunition, none of that was in the place. He never even got charged with her missing or her disappearance or her being even hurt.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, normally that's almost unheard of. You know, even if, you know, if they find bullets in your house, you know, you that's a charge, you know. And
a felony alone, felony with firearm, you know, it's just shocking that he didn't even get charged with that. He didn't even get charged with the ammunition and none of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and just with the you know, that's how, you know, and then can you imagine a Benton Township? They, you know, they was riding around here last night, but, you know, they had the state boys and everything, but they don't stop nothing. All they do is rob, ride around. They're not work for nickel, you know. People that should be in prison don't be in prison.
If you go out and rob Walgreens, I bet you they can find them quick.
Oh, they find, you know. You go rob a white person, they'll find him like it ain't nothing. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. But you know, we're not going to give up on Jessica Gray. We're going to continue doing.
And they still have a hotline. They still got a hotline for the Stephen Crafton case. If you call Bend Township, they say for Stephen Crafton, press 1 or press 2 or something. And I wonder why Jessica Gray don't have a hotline. I asked them that when we was there last week, and we met with them, and they claimed that they were going to, and they still haven't came by and seen Carolina. She's been at home all week waiting for him. Still no
Texas,
still nobody has came by and seen her.
And you know, I can see them not coming by. I can actually see them, because see, that's too much like work. You see, when it's too much like work, they're not going to show up. That's how it operates. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. But you know, but we have to stay focused, know what we're doing, know what we got to do, and do what we need to do. That's what it's all about. So I think that's where we should be. So you know, we just doing what needs to be done and staying focused. That's all. That's all we doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. We got to keep our heads up. Maybe you know. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Jessica is no longer with us. But you know, maybe you know somewhere along the line, you know, we'll you know give closure to you and her mother, you know, and I think that's
what
really the biggest
for.
Thing. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm praying for, closure. I mean, it's been over a year now. It's going on over a year now, and still nobody has came forth with the truth. I have talked to people. I have chased people down. I've been chasing people down for a year now, and nothing has happened that took place. Everybody's telling one story. None of the stories, like two of the stories, add up. The other two don't. So it's like, where do you begin to heal? That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of the time when people have the information, they don't want to give it. But if it was their family, they want you to sacrifice and do it for them, but they don't want to do nothing for nobody else. That's the mentality of Benson Harbor.
Nope, and I even had one person ask me, if you going to give me a reward, can you just give me $20 today?
That, you know, it sounds just like someone from Benton Harbor, you know, and I it's unfortunate, but it's, you know, this is the mentality that we're living with, Carmella. We're dealing with folks, you know.
It's Jessica today, and it could be you tomorrow.
You want
somebody to help your family.
Absolutely, and especially when you know something like this can happen. Don't you care about anything, anybody? Don't you care? Yeah, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, we have to do what we need to do and stay focused and keep Jessica's name out there, keep her pictures rolling, and make sure we're doing all the things we need to do. So I think that's what that's all about.
Yeah, I got like two posters left, but I didn't have no tape, and they didn't have no tape. And the gas station left on their thing. They thought they did for me to put another one up. But he told me if I get tape, bring it back and put it in the same spot.
Yeah, absolutely. You make sure you do this. But listen, you got about 2 minutes. Anything you want to say, just say it. And I got to bring in my good friend, Belinda Parker Brown.
If anybody knows anything, if anybody hear anything, please reach out to us. Facebook. Phone numbers, my number is 269-248-2897. You can reach Reverend Pinckney, and we will keep you confidential.
Absolutely, absolutely, because sooner or later something going to give. Sooner or later, and all these people who know stuff and don't know nothing, they going to hell too. They going to hell. Yeah, because for the simple reason, they know something and won't tell, you know. So they might be thinking they're getting away now, but It'll be short and it'll be brief. That's right. It's just a matter of time. But right on. All right, young lady, thank you for coming on and sharing that information. But look, we're going to do everything we can to keep this thing alive.
Yes.
All right, now, take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. That was my good friend, Carmella. Let me bring in the one and only Belinda Parker Brown. Come on in, Belinda Parker Brown. Talk to me.
Hey, Pastor Pickney. I'm in. I'm all the way in, 100%. Thank you so much, Pastor Pickney. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking. You know, that's all I can do. You know.
We need people like you that know how to rock and roll and keep on rocking and rolling and rocking because, you know, just listening to Ms. Carmella, you know, without people like you, Pastor Pickney, you know, everybody would go to sleep in their apathy and, you know, it would just be forgotten. But, you know, we appreciate you so much because you keep it alive and it don't matter what, it don't matter who, you know how important it is for somebody to come forth and, you know, we can find us. That's the most important thing, to get justice for Jessica, and that we don't go to sleep and that we don't just become numb and unsensitive to what happened to her, because it can happen to anyone, Pastor Pickney.
That is a true statement. It can happen to anyone. And that's what we have to do. We have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do and stay focused and deal with the thing directly. You know, I don't think there's nothing more important than standing up for what's right, you know. And we got some folks out here who think they're getting away with stuff and stuff like that, but they're not. It's just a matter of time.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time. And I like the way you said is that, you know, it's so wicked and so evil that we would have, you know, people out here like that, that just so downright selfish. And, you know, I heard Carmella when she said that, you know, somebody had the nerve to act her for $20, you know, just because she offering a reward for what happened to her child. You know, that, to me, that was just, you know, just really insensitive. It was, you know, just downright dirty for somebody to even want to think that somebody should give them something for some information, you know. So, you know, I love you invited me to the show, and this is a conversation that we need to have, Pastor Pickney.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about that. You said the right word. This is a conversation that we need to have. So, you know, and we got to stay focused, do what we need to do, and there it is.
So, right, you know, because, I want to say, you know, that, you know, it's just really bad to even have the thought that we got people in the world that actually feel as though they can get away with this type of stuff. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. You know, we here in Louisiana, we made national news with the Ronald Green story. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, all the national news stations. But what I want the world to know on your show today, Pastor Pickney, is that we actually broke that story 2 weeks after it happened, which was in May of 2019, it was a blogger that worked very closely with Louisiana United International, our organization. And, you know, he basically exposed the whole story. The police officers with public records requests, the narrative, some of the dispatch records, and found out that the mom of Ronald Green actually went and met with the governor to view the video. of the murder of her son by the police. And the governor basically showed her that little clip about 2 to 3 minutes long and told her the story that was in the narrative of the police that her son had crashed into a tree and secured the injuries, and that's what basically what he died from. And when it all came down to, like, the mom was kind of distraught that she said that it just didn't add up with the injuries, because she had released a picture of her son, of his head with gashes in it, where, you know, they had beaten with the flashlight or, you know, or handcuffs or whatever they was beating him with, some type of hot, heavy object, a metal object, and the cuts and bruises and stuff, you know, gashes in his head. And it just didn't add up. So, you know, she was, you know, disturbed by the fact that when she looked at the coroner's report versus the doctor's report, that the doctor didn't agree with the determination of death, then she decided to get an attorney to go deeper into the investigation of what really happened to her son. So this happened in May of 2019. That was also a governor's election year that was due to roll out in November of 2019. So with the governor, the captain, the lieutenant, the chief, the superintendent, the attorney general, all of these high-ranking officials knew about this video, Pastor Pinckney, and they covered it up. Now that's the catcher. That is the catcher right there. That's the real problem, that they covered it up and they lied to Ronald Green's mother about what actually happened to her son. So I am very just angry about the fact that they literally can be high-ranking officials, elected officials, to the point that our governor of the state would betray the public's trust in such a way and violate his oath of office with a big lie. It makes me angry, Pastor Pinckney. And what I'm saying is that when we have people that literally think that they can get away with this, it is so wicked, it's so evil, and hell is the only best place for them, Pastor Pinckney.
And you know what? And I strongly agree with that, too. Strongly agree. You know, it's you know, only you know, and that's the only thing that can deal with this. People, we're talking about when you talk about police officers, you know, most of them are part of that white supremacist. They talk about it's only a few bad apples. You should say it's only a few good apples. That's how I look at it. And because if you know something is happening and you don't do nothing, you're just as bad as the bad apple. So that's
yes,
how that
indeed,
works.
And you know, one of the officers, after I want to say at least about it was a long length of time that had passed. I want to say it could be several months after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was one of the officers that was responsible for the beating of Ronald Green to death.
Mm-hmm.
When he found out, this was after the governor, what his step was to fire the superintendent, which is the colonel over the trooper F, you know, force, and put a black man in that position that would investigate the case, right?
Right.
But at the same time, they decided to fire the man. And some kind of way he found out, like the day before, and midnight that night, he decided to crash his car into a tree. and die the same death that they lied and said that Ronald Green died from. So this stuff is wicked. It's like the enemy, it's like Satan himself is ruling over this stuff. And so, and then one of the officers that was also involved in the incident 2 weeks after the beating to death of Ronald Green on video, he went and beat another black man and in his driveway in front of his wife, screaming and hollering and begging and pleading for them to stop beating him, you know, for the police to stop beating her husband that could have beat him to death right in front of his wife's face. So, Pastor Pickney, this just show you how blatant and how, you know, what I want to say, how hungry for power and the extreme that these people would go through. It's like there are just, you know, they're God with this power, Pastor Pickney. They're just, they just overwhelmed with this power to do these wicked, evil things. And so what happened is that I want to say at least about 7 or 8 months ago, four of these officers that was involved, two of them that was involved with the beating of Ronald Green and Arnold Bowman. I can't leave out Arnold Bowman because he survived, and now he's living to tell his story about how bad they beat him. With the same attorney that Ronald Green has now over his case for civil action. And listen, Pastor Pickney, these officers came to the commission, the Louisiana Trooper Commission meeting, to ask for a paid vacation. They, even though they had been arrested, they still wanted to be suspended with a paid, with a tax taxpayers paid vacation, knowing all the time that they can go on vacation after they done murdered somebody. Now that's the kicker. But they're so hungry for power. They're so endowed with this power, this badge and this gun, that they can do whatever they want to do and get a paid vacation.
And that's what they be shooting for them, you know, because they give them 30 days off with pay. That's exactly what they do, you know. And sometimes they get even longer, you know. It all depends, you know. And it's with all this stuff. Every time they kill somebody, it's always with pay. Every time they beat somebody, it's always with pay. And this gives them an opportunity to get some free money once again. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, and they can go out and, you know, in the case of, you know, George Zimmerman, which I hate to even say his name, Trayvon Martin, you know, it was within hours. I want to say within 24 hours, this man raised over $2 million for murdering that child on a GoFundMe, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you this, Pastor Pickney, you know, the death was so horrifying of Ronald Green, and when they show the video, they you can hear him begging and pleading and telling the police, "I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry. I was scared." He said, "I was scared. I kept going because I was scared. You know, we back up in these woods. You know, I'm just paraphrasing it. Because I tell my kids, when you back up in the woods and there's no street lights and the police get behind you, at least try to drive as long as you can until you get to a lit area where you can at least have, you know, some type of light or cameras or something, you know, if something do go. But in the case of Ronald Green, this man, you know, he was speeding, but it was all, if you look at how wooded, you know, because, you know, this is Louisiana. You know, you get on these back roads and, you know, it's all woods, okay? And they can do whatever they want to do. So Anyhow, with this situation, Pastor Pinckney, is that he was crying out for his life. He said, I'm your brother. He said, please. He said, Lord Jesus. He called the Lord to the highest form. He didn't say Jesus. He said, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
That's how bad they was beating on him.
Yeah.
He called on the Lord. You know what? That's the reason why I feel that it's time for the church to get involved with this. How can you be a believer and see this video and not stand up and fight for this man and his family to get justice? How can you, how dare you say that you know God and not stand up and fight for this man and his family to get justice? When you see this video, how they took him by the handcuffs, by his feet, where he was shackled and dragged him and kept beating him. And then when the ambulance get there, they didn't do nothing. Absolutely nothing to revive him, to resuscitate him, to do any type of life-saving skills or use any devices on him to save his life. They knew the man was dead. They either knew he was dead when they got there. Then they're going to lie and say he died. I don't know if they said it was on the way to the hospital or when he got to the hospital. But they lied because he was dead when the ambulance showed up.
There you go. Absolutely.
This man tried to get up off the ground, rolled on his side. They put their foot on his butter and mashed him down to the ground.
Wow.
Go ahead, Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you know, my blood is boiling. I am so angry over this. I'm calling, our organization, we came out, we calling for the indictment of not just on all of these officers. We want indictments on the coroner. We want indictments on the chief, the lieutenant, the captain, the ambulance service. We want indictments on the governor, the attorney general, every single person that had anything to do with seeing the video and knowing that these people murdered, these officers murdered Ronald Green.
Yes.
On the scene. On the scene, they beat him to death.
You said.
Can you imagine if that was you, if that was your child, that they beat him to death while he was crying and pleading for his life?
And, you know, and the sad part, they nobody's going to go to prison for that. Nobody's going to, they're going to pay, though. They figure like this. They'd rather pay with tax dollars than actually send these flying balls to jail or something. Yeah.
Pastor Pinckney, it is so sad that, you know, I'm going to tell you, Ronald Green's death is critical. And we're saying that it was worse than the George Floyd death, that the whole world was watching, why this man kept his knee on George Floyd's neck 6 minutes after he was dead. So I'm saying, Pastor Pinckney, is what is it going to take for us? What is going to bring us out? Because, see, they concealed that video for 2 years because they wanted the people to go to sleep. They wanted the people to be dumbed down and believe the lie. They wanted the people to just be desensitized. They didn't want us to uproar. They didn't want no protest. They didn't want nobody rallying and taking the street like they did with the George Floyd situation. So they concealed the video. They covered it up. And what they did, Pastor Pinckney, was covered up a crime.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
If you did that, or if I did that, we would be in jail already.
Yeah.
But then they get mad and say somebody leaked the video. and they weren't supposed to leak the video. And that's a crime to leak the video because it was an ongoing investigation, and whoever leaked the video, that's a crime. Pastor Pinckney, how dare you? Really? You concerned about somebody leaking a video after 2 years when you didn't cover it up?
Say it. You said the magic word after somebody done covered it up.
So we're saying, Pastor Pinckney, what is it going to take? And then we got these black people out here, the comedians, they want to be all Commodore about it. They want to make jokes and just to get a laugh and talk about how he was screaming like and squirreling like a pig and begging for his life. You know, it's a disgrace. It's an insult to that man's mother. You know, how dare them do something like that? Where is their mother? Why would you want to come? I need to call some names. You know, these YouTubers that's trying to get their numbers up, you know, get their stats up so that they can get YouTube money. They'll get on there and say anything.
Absolutely.
So that they can get the police on their side because, you know, the police are up their ratings and get their numbers up and get their likes and all of this, shares and all of this. And so now they're on social media just being comical and making jokes and just so that they can make money off of the death of this man. What would your mama say? Do you have a mama? How dare you do something like that?
There you go. Yep.
You know, you sold your soul to the devil. You got a delicate mind. There's something wrong with you.
Absolutely,
you know,
Glenda Clark Brown.
How dare you?
Make a joke out of this man being murdered and beat
to death by the police. You must don't have no kids.
Right, but we got to keep spreading the word. If we don't spread the word, you know, because, you know, one thing I love my black brothers and sisters, but I tell you one thing, if it's not their family, they normally don't care. You know, that's not all. But most of them, they don't care. That's why we're in this position today. They know that, you see, and this is how they treat
you. I called the pastor. Pastor Pinckney, I got to tell you this on your show. I called the pastor here in Baton Rouge, and he's with one of the leading, churches here, you know, bishops, overseers, and I called him and told him that, you know, I said, Pastor, we're organizing people to go to the Louisiana State Troopers Commission meeting on Thursday, June the 10th. And I need the church, I need the pastor, I need the leaders, the clergy to come and stand with me so that we can, so that we can address this State Trooper Commission and tell them that we want some indictment. We want these officers locked up, and we want every single person that had anything to do with covering up this video to be arrested. Okay? Y'all knew about it. Y'all knew about it all along. Y'all saw it before anybody saw it. Okay? So guess what the pastor tell me?
What?
I said, Pastor, I can't go alone. I can't go by myself. I said, I can't stand on my own. I said, I need the church to be with me. I said, we need to be locked, united, all together. I said, this is critical. I said, this is critical. I said, if we step back and don't do nothing on this one, I said, they're going to know if they can do it. I said, they're coming for us. They're coming for our children, our grandchildren. They're coming for our elderly. You know, they coming for any and every single body person they can. I say, so, Pastor, please don't let me be out there alone. Don't let me stand alone. And guess what he tell me?
What?
He said, well, I checked with the bishop, and the bishop say, we don't do that. The only thing we do is we're concerned about souls.
We just want souls to, we want people to get saved.
And you know what? That's, they say, well, we're trying to save this family. You see, that, you know, that's how you deal with these preachers, you know. And you know, and he's going to have his own place in hell. You know, that's how that works. We, you know, it's all that way. But look, Belinda, you got about 2 minutes to talk to me. Tell me what you need the people to know. And, you know, you come on next week, and I'm give us some more information about that. But go ahead and tell them what you want us to know, and I got to move on.
Right, Pastor Pick. Now, I might have to wait until after the 10th, but I just want to say that really broke my heart to hear the pastor say that they're not concerned about, you know, the death of Ronald Green being beat to death by police. They're not concerned about the fact that this is national news. What they did to this man was wrong. And it really hurt my heart to know that the church would not be concerned about these type of incidents that's happening not only here in Louisiana, it's happening all over the world. You know,
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I, you know, so I just want to thank you and let you know how much I appreciate you. It's people like you that keep these things alive, because you already know, Pastor Pickney, you said best, if it's not them, then they don't do nothing.
They don't
until
do
it happened to them. And
that's
then
right.
You know, it's people like you that say, well, we don't care. We still going to fight. We still going to expose it. We still going to put it out here and get every opportunity we can to get people to unite and get involved with the injustice that's taking place and all of this blatant disregard when people are dying, families are being destroyed. You know, people are suffering from this type of treatment. So I appreciate you so much, Pastor Pickney. Since we are an international organization, we ask people to join up with us and support this work. You know, you're one of our greatest supporters. I hope to have you come to Louisiana at some point in time this year. So please go to our website. Join up with us. It's Louisiana United International. You can Google us, www.LAUnited.org. And I've really been enjoying your show. I don't know when you're going to have Lee from Detroit back on, but we've been working on some stuff and trying to get some information to the corrupt squad, the government corrupt squad, in regards to Lee Case. We write a lot of, you know, stories and do a lot of internal investigation on government corruption. It's so important
Absolutely.
That we put these things out here. We also put a report to the United Nations about the government corruption and the judicial system and the injustice in our criminal corrupt justice system. You know, so thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Pastor Pickney. I just want
All right,
people to
take
support
care.
Our work.
All right. Well,
okay.
We'll talk soon. All right. That was my good friend, Belinda Parker Brown. And let me bring in the one and only Marcina Cole. Marcina Cole. There's not two of her. There's only one. Talk to me, Marcina.
I hear you, Reverend Pickney. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's a lot of things going on. I'm just going to cut some of this short right now. But very concerned that we're in the middle of a COVID-19 pandemic. People walking around unmasked because the CDC saying it's okay if you're fully vaccinated. And we talked about that before last week. But it's still an issue with many of us out here that we are still wearing our masks, and some of us are fully vaccinated. You know, what I don't understand is that just because someone says fully vaccinated, what does that mean? You know, that they can walk around without a mask and people that's fully vaccinated. I don't know the percentage of folks, but there are folks across this nation. Statistic-wise, you know, they, back some weeks ago, they said, oh, 5,000, I'm pretty sure it's more than that, that had gotten COVID-19, even though they were vaccinated. So it's to me that we're not being protected because the fact is there have been created billionaires across this country because of the COVID-19 vaccine that was made by pharmaceutical companies. They're making a lot of money. They want to vaccinate people, over 70% of folks here in this country. They're not concerned about the underdeveloped country territories and other countries as well. They want to use up all the vaccines here in the United States. And it's unfortunate because you know who's making the money.
That's
right.
It's
the billionaires making the money. So we wonder if this vaccine is going to end this COVID-19. It'll slow it down, but we've got variants, and I'll talk about that next week in regards to where the mutation come from. I don't want to say it now because you all going to be like, what did she say? I'll put that aside. I try to be neutral even though I'm fully vaccinated, and right now it doesn't mean too much to me. Because the fact is we have less than 7 months of its, you know, the strength of the vaccine that we receive, the people who have been vaccinated. They're not sure, CDC is not sure about, you know, how effective it is. And then we have frontline doctors. And yeah, you probably hadn't heard much about it, but there's some frontline doctors out here that's opposing of having children be vaccinated. They want to use up all the vaccines for the children instead of passing on to continental Africa and other territories as well, the short of vaccines. They want to use it all up. But see, if they start vaccinating children, which there has not been a trial, the adults, they had a trial before they put it out there, the vaccines out there. And most people are aware that the FDA did not approve things out here, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer. They did not approve it here in the United States. So we're used as guinea pigs, you understand? So they want to continue this with the children. And the question is by Rep. Pini, the question is some of these doctors out here said, why would you expose these children to the vaccine where they don't need it to protect them? They're already protected at that age level. Why would you expose them to be vaccinated? That's the big question. And, you know, we'll talk about that later on next week. Because I know you read and heard in the news, there are some parents that allow their children to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They want to up the numbers.
Even, you know, they want people that's 12 and older to be vaccinated.
Yeah, 12 to 17 and before that. And so they got the kids under 12 and doing this instead of waiting until this vaccine be tested with the children, have a trial like until like 2022, instead of doing this now and rushing that. And it could be some possible side effects with these children. I mean, that's, you know, why would I get it? Be vaccinated and I don't need it. The children can't say no to it because they're children. They have, you know, adults that basically oversee their care. putting it out there, and really it's being a moneymaker. When you got these new billionaires out here, Reverend Pinckney, that's out here that's making a lot of money on people suffering, and millions of people have died across the world from COVID-19. And it's getting to the point, it's about money. Globally, it's 168 million people who had COVID-19. I won't go into the depth, but I'll just say real quick, when it comes down to the United States, it's over 33 million in cases in the United States. And this is stamped by Donald Trump. He's the one that caused all these cases in America. And how dare them say they don't want to, his supporters saying not to wear a mask. This is because the fact is the white people, the minority, are controlling this country. And we need to speak out loud and clear for our lives, because they're trying to kill us. They want that crazy Trump to be reelected in 2024 or whatever. They're insane, because he talked about nuclear war and everything else. He was destroying the environment. I call it outright murder when it came down to the COVID-19 that was introduced to us last year. And he knew it all the time. People would walk around and didn't have a clue that this stuff had spread it through travel to the United States. So we're heading to 34 million at this point, and over 500,000 deaths in the United States. And we're dealing with the vaccine right now. They have 294 doses that was given, and fully vaccinated people over 134 million. So that's about 41% fully vaccinated people. We must understand that the vaccines that people have gotten, it's not going to last long. What are we supposed to do, get re-injected again? Because keep in mind, it was basically for emergency purposes, so it has not been approved. So if it hasn't been approved, then are we protected from COVID-19? So that's leave that with you. It's a serious situation. When I'm seeing people out here enjoying themselves, and that's fine, but they ain't wearing a mask. I was at an event for 5 minutes. I was the only one with a mask. That looked to me like I was crazy. It was outdoors. Yeah. But the thing about it, people need to stop listening to these so-called experts telling us everything okay. Y'all go out and have a good time. You fully vaccinated. These businesses are not going to ask folks, are you fully vaccinated? They're going to lie, whatever. But I can say this, and I'm proud with some of the folks in the state of Michigan have businesses that they are still having signs, majority of them have signs that said, do not enter without a mask. They feel like I feel. Forget what FDA saying or CDC saying. You also got to wear a mask and come up in this establishment, because
there you go.
It's killing folks, the COVID-19. I know some of the numbers have dropped, but nevertheless, we can't let our guard down and go into a surge. And then we'll be unprepared for this, Reverend Pinckney. So, and I want to say this about the frontline doctors. They filed a motion to temporarily restrain orders against the use of COVID vaccines in children. I ain't just talking about this. This is what's out there, with some real fighters out here that medical doctors are saying, hey, we disagree with that. So you'll hear more talk about that. People ain't paying attention. And I also want to say, get off that subject, but we have a lot going on.
You got one minute.
How much time I got?
One minute.
One minute.
we can talk about this later.
All right, next week.
White supremacy, about the white supremacy and the continuation of minority of white men that's controlling everything. And we'll continue to talk about later when it comes down to qualified immunity. So
sounds good.
Talk about that later when it comes down to police and the government basically do what they want to do and not be charged of a crime. And that, as you can see daily when it comes down to police brutality, murder against black people of color.
There you go.
So
All right, now.
I can talk about that later on.
Next
well,
week,
thank you
same
so much for allowing me to speak. Yeah.
All right, now. Next week.
Take care.
Same. Next.